Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Eye on Houston. Good morning. My name is Nick Russo. This is our community show where we talk about great things happening in our community and great organizations. And it's my pleasure to welcome one of our great friends from the Houston Fire Department Public Affairs Office, Mr. Paul Box. Paul, thank you for joining me today. I wanted to tell you, I was thinking about you just the other day because
I go to this little taqueria on Navigation called Dona Maria. The guy who owns, his name is Juan, and he's a former firefighter, and he's lived on the east side forever. So I go in there like twice a week and have breakfast. I originally started going there just because someone suggested it. Then I realized, you know, all the ties to the community he has, and I was like, wow, how cool is it that I ended up here? You know, so I've seen a couple of the high-ranking, you know, firefighters. I've been there having breakfast before.
We're going to set up something for the firefighters that passed away this year, for their families, especially Searcy and the investigator who was just killed last week. They have kids and they're stocking stuff for age group. So I think we're going to set up some shopping trips with their crews or with their other investigators or something, go to Target or something, get some stuff for their kids. I've reached out to a couple of our sponsors already and they're all on board for that. And I think what we'll do is we'll just take maybe a couple of members of the sponsor group, the members of their crews or the other investigators from arson and some of our guys, and we'll just go to Target. You know, it's been such a horrible year. You can't replace a parent and you can't replace a dad, but you know, all you can do is what you can do to bring a little bit of joy to their lives during this lousy time.
So that'll be kind of addition to the Operation Stock and Stuffer idea.
We did it last year for Captain Liego, who passed away the day after we went shopping for his daughter. He passed away from cancer. So if this is something we'll look at every year, if we do have a firefighter pass away in the line of duty or something, we'll provide for their families, you know, just as some on top of what they already receive from the support network and the 100 Club and all these other groups. This is something more for their kids and their family.
And it's also in the spirit of what Operation Stock and Stuff stands for. And so what year is this for Operation Stock and Stuffer?
20 years for the HFD involvement. It's, I think, Miss Young started about 30 years ago, but she came to us, you know, about 10 years after she got it going and wanted us to support her program, which we did. And since then, it's just ballooned to what it is now.
So what were the numbers last year? Because I know that it was a new record.
We provided gifts for 7,000 families, about a little over 20,000 kids.
Now, if you're just joining Eye on Houston, Paul Box is on with me. I'm Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. And every year for the past 4 years now, we've organized our efforts to make Operation Stocking Stuffer as great an event as possible. This year, it's going to be a little different because of COVID-19 protocol. I wanted to kind of go over some of the differences and how people can, if there's someone listening that maybe can benefit from the program and someone who maybe can benefit the program, you know, on both ends, maybe there's someone who can make a donation or there's a family that is in need, because we know that, you know, COVID-19 and the pandemic and the shutdown, all the other stuff is kind of maybe elevated the need for Operation Stocking Stuff for this time of year. So if we look back to last, how many families was it? And then moving forward, how many families are we targeting this year?
Probably about 7,000 families. That's how many we had registered. Probably about 20,000 kids, maybe a little more. The need is greater than ever because there's a lot of families now that have never needed assistance programs before. And they're new to this kind of thing. And we know the need is out there. There are a lot of people that were in secure jobs, lost their jobs, and a lot of things shut down. A lot of people are, you know, face eviction. There's just a scramble for some assistance out there. So we're going to provide this for as many families as we can. We're going to keep the goal the same and see how many we can help.
And this was all started quite some time ago by Miss Laura Jean Young. Did I get the name right?
That's right.
So Miss Laura Jean Young started this program to help the kids that needed gifts. And it's just, as you said earlier, this has ballooned into this awesome opportunity now for the community. Now, has registration for the families begun?
No, it hasn't. We're going to try to kick off registration when we kick off the toy drive on November 6th. We're working out details on the registration. Since everything has kind of changed, we're working out the details on the registration sign-in process. But we hope to have it running on November 6th. If people want to check the website at www.houstontx.gov/fire and look for Operation Stocking Stuffer, it should be up and running on November 6th.
Right now, the list is up to 7,000 families, but I'm guessing that, you know, as what's happened in the past, if there is a higher demand, you'll meet as many as you can. Like the goal is to help as many people as you can, but right now the main number is 7,000 families.
Exactly. That's our goal. And if we have more that we can achieve, then we'll do that.
With 7,000 families, you're talking maybe 20,000 kids that would be on the receiving end of these gifts. How do we come up with all the toys for that many kids?
It's just through our donations. With the safety issues going on right now, we're getting people to donate online instead of one of the big changes is we're not going to be able to accept toys at the fire stations anymore. And we're also not going to be able to pick up from our community partners. We're just trying to keep everybody safe. So what we want to do is have people go to our website, which is osstoydrive.com. And they can either make a financial contribution or they can order toys from whatever retailer they want to order toys from online and have them shipped to our sorting location address.
Now, that's also at houstontx.gov. Is that right, the shipping address?
The shipping address will be there, but the shipping address will be directly on our toy drive website, which is separate. That's going to be osstoydrive.com. Everything has changed this year, so we're going to be giving the toys away at NRG Park as a drive-through event.
Well, that's awesome. Here, yeah. That's a huge spot.
Yeah. So we're going to be in the yellow lot on December 19th giving away the toys and whatever gifts that we get. If people want to donate to us, if they want to donate a toy and have them shipped to us, I recommend them going to the Toy Drive website and kind of look at what we're looking for. We're not looking for bikes this year. Bikes have always been a big part. But what we're looking for are items that we can sort and sanitize and bag and put in a trunk as quick as we can so we can get the cars, you know, off the street and out back in the through the parking lot and get them on their way. So we're looking for like electronics or board games or sports balls or, you know, tablets, that kind of thing.
And so you're looking maybe gender neutral toys where possible this year.
Exactly, because we're trying to keep our contact. We're trying to social distance as best we can. The only way to do that is really to keep the sorting to a minimum. So where everybody gets kind of the same types of gifts. And it just keeps everything to a minimum as far as the, you know, limited contact and all that.
Now, so you've gone over the different ways that people can donate toys. As you said, they can go online to get the address to either ship the toys or also they can make a financial donation.
Right. If they want to collect at their office, the reason we're not really doing much at the office is everybody's working from home. A lot of people working from home. But if they would like to do a collection at the office, we're going to have drop-offs available at the sorting location, which is on in the west side of town. It's located at 1334 Britmore, and they'll be able to drop off starting the 7th of December. That's where we're going to start sorting everything, and they can just drive by, drop off their donations if they want to collect them from their offices.
If you're just joining us, I'm on with Paul Box. This is Ion Houston. He's from the Houston Fire Department. We're talking about Operation Stocking Stuffer. They've made a few different changes because of COVID-19 to make sure that everything's safe and comfortable for everybody. You can go to osstoydrive.com and see a full list of the safety protocols, also sample gifts, and more information on how you can donate. Now, you said the toy drive is going to happen at NRG Park, which is a new location this year. In the past, just to kind of give people an image to think about, there was usually this line of thousands of families who would line up, you know, so joyfully in line. And it was a speedy process where you would check in with a table. And then after you check in, you make your way to the toy distribution line. And then they give the children the toys. And the kids have these giant bags of toys that they get to carry home and get back to the car. And so this year, you said it's going to be a drive-through. So there's going to be a little bit of a different feel to it. What would you say to families that are taking part in this?
When you register, you get a text message and an email with a code on it. And you need to bring that confirmation code with you when you come to the giveaway. It's only going to be families that are registered that can participate in the toy giveaway. Bring some kind of ID so we can verify who you are. And you can bring the code and we'll check you in. And basically, you'll just have to snake through the line until you get to the pods where we will unload and load your trunk up with toys.
I'm glad you said it, pods, because that was one of our mutual friends. Our friends at pods always do so much. Are they involved this year as well again?
We can't do it without pods. It's just simple as that. I mean, we collect all this stuff, but we have to have a place to put it. And the people at pods that say, what can we do to help with this cause? No matter what we tell them, they help us out. And I can't say enough good things about pods. They're just an amazing organization to work with. And we are so happy they take such a big part in this.
Well, I hope there's maybe a way, because we talked about it last year, where we were going to turn one into Santa's sleigh somehow, because that's how they doubled. So I know COVID, maybe we have to wait another year before we can make that dream come to reality. But that's what I think about. For me, pods are synonymous with Santa's sleigh because of Operation Stocking Stuff.
Yeah, that's why I work with them. They're just the best people. I mean, they really are. They just every time I ask them, what can we do? And they come through every year.
That's really great. Now, again, the website for information if a family wants to sign up, HoustonTX.gov/fire. If someone feels inspired to collect toys, there's a sample list of gifts at osstoydrive.com.
Correct. And they can always get a hold of me if they need to call me or send me an email. I am always here. They can call me at 832-394-6636.
And the email address?
paul.box@houstontx.gov.
Sounds good. All right, Paul. Well, hopefully I'll get to see you in person before the toy drives all start. But if not, at least I got to see you in the virtual world. And
there you go.
Please keep me in mind whenever you guys do the shopping trips. Okay. If you guys can handle one COVID-free extra person, I'd love to be a part of some of the shopping trips this year.
That sounds great. We'd love to have you out there. And let's try to end this lousy year, on a great note.
Well, I've always believed that we have a strong light, and that's what kind of connected us to even take part in this together, or allow me to be a part of Operation Stocking Stuff for so many years. So I know that there's a lot of people that we're going to brighten their day, and a lot of families we're going to bring some light to with Operation Stocking Stuff. So it's a joy to be a part of it. So thank you.
Well, it's a joy to have you working with us. I mean, you know, your passion is, you know, you can feel it. So it's just, it makes all the difference.
Well, thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Ion Houston. My name is Elias Escobar, and today we're talking to Jensi Medrano about a wonderful cause. The City of Houston and the Mayor's Office, along with Lamon Kitchen Catering, have joined forces with Houston Restaurants to create the Houston Eats Restaurant Support Program, or HERS. HERS is a wonderful program that is focused on helping communities impacted by COVID-19 and by providing high-quality meals to families in need, veterans, and the elderly. With the holidays coming, the need is ongoing for both the families and the restaurant businesses. Jensi, welcome, and thank you for joining us today. Tell us all about this amazing program and how those listening can reach out to get these incredible meals. Where can they get the information and all the program details?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. So we're super excited to launch this program, which will be going through the rest of the year, ending December 30th. So I really want people to know about the program and take advantage. Now, they do have to qualify for the program. All of the qualifications and zip codes that qualify will be on our website, which is www.lemondkitchen.com. And that's L-E-M-O-N-D kitchen.com. It's right on the front page. They'll just click here for the HERS information program. They'll see if they live in the zip code. If they qualify, they can register online. And we're able to serve the foods in two different ways. One, they can actually be delivered to them. We have a lot of senior citizens that maybe are not able to travel, or maybe other people are afraid to travel due to the COVID and want to take extra precautions. We are delivering to their homes. Also, the other option is we have locations where they can pick up the meals in a drive-through fashion. So what we've done is we've partnered with local restaurants who obviously have suffered due to the pandemic economically. And we're also serving the communities that have also suffered economically. So it's kind of, you know, helping the community and the local businesses as well.
Perfect. One of the things that you mentioned was that they could register on their website, but I know a lot of the community, sometimes they don't have internet at home or have trouble kind of navigating through it. Is there a phone number where people can call and register via phone number and also get the information if they qualify?
Absolutely. If they are not able to jump online, the best number to reach is going to be 713-790-0441. They'll just ask for their basic information, name and address, and then we'll let them know if they qualify right away. And if they do, we'll give them the option to either have the foods delivered directly to their home, or we'll give them the closest pickup location for their meals.
Okay. They have until when to register, or when can they get these meals?
So we're doing it on a daily basis. You know, our goal is to serve 20,000 meals per week. And that's the other thing I wanted to bring up, Ellie. We need volunteers. You know, these senior citizens that aren't able to go to the pickup locations, we need to deliver them to their homes. And we're taking the precautions. We're using our mask and we're dropping, you know, no-touch delivery. But we need organizations, individuals, companies that maybe want to give back during the season. They can... There's a link on our website as well if they want to volunteer. And then it's pretty simple. They'll show up to Lemond Kitchen. We'll give them the list of names and addresses, and they'll do the delivery. And, you know, we just did that. And it's just such an amazing feeling to give back to the community.
Absolutely. There's always people in the community that are always willing to help, especially during this time of needs. It's the holidays and people know, you know, the greater need out there. And, you know, obviously we would love to get the word out to get those volunteers out. Now, these meals, if they call to register for a meal, can they do it more than once, the people that are in need of these meals?
Absolutely. Like I said, we want people to take advantage of this program. The restaurants are super excited to provide their favorite meals from their menus. And we're talking delicious foods from our local restaurants. So they're not just, you know, frozen meals or anything like that. They're coming directly from the kitchen of our favorite local restaurants in the areas. So we want people to take advantage. So register, we'll put you on the list, we'll do the deliveries, or we'll tell you where you can pick up the foods.
So these are not groceries that people are picking up. These are just already prepared meals for you
Absolutely.
To receive and enjoy.
Absolutely. Like as if you were to go to our local restaurants and have a meal there.
Awesome. What mm-hmm. are some of the restaurants that are collaborating or are part of the HERS program?
Well, you know, we have a long list of restaurants, and currently I believe we're working with 14 different restaurants, from BB's Barbecue, several Mexican restaurants that I don't have the names to right mm-hmm. now, but they're all actually listed on our website. They've signed up for the program to be able to offer their foods. And they're having a blast preparing these meals for us as well. Burns Original Barbecue is Cool Runnings is another one. So it's very, you know how Houston has so many.
Yes.
Such a variety of meals. So that's what we're offering as well. A beautiful variety of different meals from, you know, different restaurants.
Absolutely. When people call and register, do they get to pick what meals they get? Or
no.
Okay.
Yeah. So just depending on which restaurants we've partnered up for that day.
Okay.
Like I said, our goal is 20,000 meals a week. So every day we're partnering with a different restaurant, and it's kind of just going through and giving all of the restaurants an opportunity. Some restaurants are providing 50 meals. Some are providing 200 meals, depending on their capacity. And again, we're helping them, again, raise some funds that were lost during the pandemic for them.
Obviously, this program helps not only the families in need during the holidays, but also these restaurants that, you know, had to close down because of the pandemic. So it's kind of helping everybody, you know,
Absolutely.
Together in the city of Houston, and we appreciate it. So, Jency, tell me once more the website, what people need to register, if you're in a particular area, and obviously that phone number again for those that can get internet connection but do have a phone available to register.
Yeah, so the best place to go to get all of the details to see if you qualify, how to register, how to sign up for the meals, the pickup location is going to be the website, which is lemondkitchen.com, and Lemond is L-E-M-O-N-D kitchen.com, and then the best telephone number to reach is 713-790-0441. They'll call that number. They'll give us their address. We'll see if they fall within the zip codes that qualify. And it's real simple. We have a long list of zip codes. So, you know, even if you think you don't qualify, call in. Maybe you qualify and you'll get a delicious meal.
Oh, that's great. Now, the HERS program, was this something that was put together during this, you know, this pandemic, during COVID times? And is this going to maybe roll over to continue to help the community in the future?
We hope so. Yes, this was definitely, you know, the city of Houston knows the small businesses are suffering. They know that there's a financial loss in the underprivileged communities. So this was kind of a win-win for both the restaurants and the community. So we're hoping that it can become something that if this pandemic does continue, we can roll it into 2021. But just keep in mind for everyone, currently the program is ending December 30th. So we have the whole month of December to take advantage and go onto the website, call the number, see if we register, and take advantage of an amazing meal.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Eye on Houston. My name is Ali Escobar, talking to Jency Medrano regarding this amazing collaboration with the city of Houston and Lemond Kitchen Catering for this program, HERS, which is focused on helping communities impacted by COVID-19 and providing high quality meals to families in needs, veterans, and the elderly. Of course, this program, we have to remind everybody that it ends at the end of the year. You can call to register 713-790-0441. Again, that's 713-790-0441, or you can do it on their website, lemondkitchen.com, to get yourself registered and get all the information and, of course, to enjoy these amazing meals. Long list of Houston restaurants on this list that are helping the communities every day. And Jency, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us
all
this great information.
Thank you for allowing us to spread the word. And we look forward to helping the community into 2021 as well.
Absolutely. You're listening to Eye on Houston. My name is Ali Escobar. Definitely go see their webpage and register, or tell friends, families, neighbors about this amazing opportunity. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.